T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, here we go. One of my favorites, Jamie.
Oh, what is it?
It's the Monster Mash. I'm feeling Halloween right now.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his lab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
You know every word.
Yeah, I love this.
He did the mash.
I have this on a loop. When you come to my house tonight to get candy, you're going to hear this. And I'm dressed as a mummy.
Yeah.
Or a mommy.
Hey, by the way, do you know the favorite songs that mummies listen to?
Oh, what's the favorite song of a mummy?
Rap music.
Oh, boy, that's great.
The
you got another one there?
Okay, all right, you ready? All right, here's another one. Let's see here. How does a zombie pick up a chick?
Zombies pick up a chick?
They tell them they have rigor mortis, you know what I mean?
Dean was rocking over digging the sound. Igor on chain.
Keep him coming.
Baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about
what's
to arrive.
What's the favorite plants during Halloween?
Favorite plants. I gotta know that. I don't know.
They played the
bamboo.
Mash.
It was a graveyard.
Graveyard smash.
It was on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster.
You got another one? One more? Just one more?
Why do they have fences at graveyards?
Fences at a graveyard?
Fences at a graveyard.
I don't know.
Because they're dying to get in.
No.
These are so stupid. Sean's welcome. You gave me the dumbest jokes ever.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
What do you call a dead detective?
A dead detective?
Sherlock Bones. Sean, these are so... Sean, you did not... Okay, so can you just turn... Okay, so Sean's like, hey, you know how you did... This is a true story. I'm going to tell the truth here. Sean's like, you know how you did that molasses joke? And I go, yeah. He goes, I got a bunch of really funny Halloween jokes for you.
Yeah.
And you could just throw those in. Totally producing the show. Great job, right? Because that's what a producer should do. And he goes, and not only that, but I threw these out during the Elitch Gardens pet parade, and people loved them.
Right.
And I said, oh my God, okay, that's great. I love, like, stupid joke. These are the worst jokes on the planet.
Yeah, they're pretty lame.
And one of them, you have to spell out steak. Like, why doesn't the whatever eat at a restaurant, a vampire eat it at a restaurant because he can't have a steak sandwich? Well, you have to spell it out. S-T-A-K-E. These are the... What, Sean?
They killed at the pet parade.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kids under... 11 love these jokes.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But the problem is, see, she told the molasses joke with the moles, and the feedback was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really bad.
Right.
And then you come back with even worse jokes.
Yeah.
So it's not going to work for us.
The favorite plant at Halloween is a bamboo.
Bamboo. Funny.
It's how you deliver it, huh?
Yeah. I guess so.
Maybe.
We have to do that. Mark my words, this will not happen again. I'm not going to do any. You're welcome. I'm not going to do any.
Happy Halloween, everybody. It is October 31st. The weather feels like Halloween out there. Yeah, I think it's going to clear up, though. But it feels it right now.
Yeah, and it's all it's foggy. We're socked in with some fog.
Yeah.
So it's really creepy and perfect for Halloween.
And be careful out there. There's going to be kiddos tonight with their little costumes on. So be very careful when you're going up and down the side streets.
Amen to that.
They're everywhere.
I've seen a few. Oh, my God. So close.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't understand that they're walking on and off the sidewalks.
Right.
Kids are. And they're just like running in. So just be aware. Like
they're saying there are 43% more accidents involving children and cars, you know, being out on the trick-or-treating on Halloween than any other time of the year.
Well, because it's that time of year where they don't think they have to follow the rules of staying on a sidewalk. They just, like, dart You know, so yeah. Just be careful. Yeah.
All right. In the news yesterday, I guess Reese's, speaking of candy and Halloween, I guess Reese's has a big marketing move here with a big machine.
That's right.
This is cool, huh?
It's the weirdest thing ever.
What do you mean weird?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, no. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I do too, but yeah. It's weird. I've never heard of it. Like, this is crazy.
I don't know how it works. It's kind of weird. All right, Reese's came out with a machine that converts candy, crappy candy, to Reese's cups.
Yeah, and so you put it in it's a vending machine. It's a standalone vending machine.
Did you see the video?
I did. And so you walk up to there and you give, it's a swap out. And so you give this vending machine all your crappy ass candy and then it spits out a Reese's cup.
Which is a good deal.
So good.
Because I know for me, which I mentioned last hour, I'm giving away crappy candy tonight. So I feel like the kiddos can take it and they can, you know, put it in the machine and get them some good stuff.
So great. I think you have audio. Do you have audio?
I think so. Here we go.
So that Almond Joy Tootsie Rolls, no matter what you get, if you don't like it while you're trick-or-treating.
Oh, she just dissed Tootsie Rolls.
I like Tootsie Rolls. And do you know it's one of the few things that they put in the military's whatever kits because they last forever.
Oh, yeah. I've got a whole batch of them to give out tonight.
From 1910.
So that Almond Joy Tootsie Rolls, no matter what.
They're not from 1910.
What I'm saying is.
My candy is not for. Don't be dissing my candy.
I'm saying that with the Tootsie Roll, it's one of the longest lasting candies that you can keep.
It preserves.
And it preserves. So that's a good choice for you.
It's like a Twinkie.
You've had yours since Nam.
So that Almond Joy Tootsie Rolls, no matter what you get, if you don't like it while you're trick-or-treating, Reese's has come up with a clever way to get you to exchange it. Well, you can trade it in and get peanut butter cups starting Wednesday afternoon in New York City. Now, a Reese's candy converter will be set up on Fifth Avenue. The machine will take your unwanted candy and swap it for Reese's peanut butter cups. They say, though, that there could be quite a line.
You know, this is a great marketing item for Reese's, but let's just be real here. There's one machine, one stinking machine. That's it.
I just heard that. It just ruined my whole thing because I thought they were everywhere.
No.
It's in New York.
It's one.
Why are we even talking about this?
Here's what I think,
it's
too.
So dumb.
Here's what I think. Jamie, your attitude this morning, you don't have a Halloween attitude. Oh. Let me just tell you what I think's going on here.
I'm just saying I'm so bummed. Like, why are we even talking about it? It's a damn machine in New York we can't even get to.
No, you're right. It's one.
I wasn't having a bad attitude. I'm just like, ugh.
Here's what I also think, okay? And you tell me if you think I'm wrong, all right? All right, you got a vending machine, and it looks like a vending machine. It looks like a soda machine, whatever. You walk up to it, you put your old candy, your crappy candy in there, and boom, 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 you get your Reese's cups. I don't think there's any working parts in that machine. There's some dude in there. There's some guy. This is all a big.
You're so smart.
I'm telling you right now, this is nothing but a big old fat marketing tool. That's all it is. For them to do it the day before Halloween. So you walk up there, you put your candy in, and there's some clown inside the machine.
There's a clown in there.
Boop, boop, boop. He drops out some cups for you.
You know what? I think you're right. Because how else will it? Well, yeah.
Right?
No.
I'm telling you right now.
I feel like he's right.
That machine is not an operational machine. I guarantee you it's not. Man. There's some dude in there.
Right, because the only machine I can think of that gives you something is a recycling machine, you know, but that's, you put the cans in there and it spits out a receipt.
Right, or these change machines that you can go to at the grocery store.
Receipt.
Dump all, and all you get is a receipt to go collect your money. You don't get money back.
Dude, you're on to something.
I'm telling you, and it's a perfect, we could have built this machine, put it out in the parking lot. We could have stuck Schmud Dill in the machine,
so
spitting out. Nobody would know the difference. They think we invented this thing.
Yeah. Wow. Why didn't we do that?
Well, we didn't think of it. I mean, we can't think of everything.
But I'm telling you. You are onto something, and they're going to tell us tomorrow that there was a guy in there. I guarantee it.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.